Most Pennsylvania kids will be home for at least another week to help reduce the spread of coronavirus. New routines and new expectations could lead to a lot of questions and anxieties. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider spoke to educators and child psychologists about what parents should be mindful of when talking to their kids about the pandemic.
Good morning, Mount Lebanon. I'm so glad so many of you could join me this morning.
Broadcasting from his office, Mount Lebanon Superintendent Tim Steinhauer has led students and families in meditative breathing exercises every day since school closed abruptly this week. He tells the roughly 1,000 viewers to imagine they're in an elevator.
As you breathe in, imagine your breath is going all the way up to the top floor of a building. And as you breathe out, let out all that air as we're going back down to the bottom floor of the building.
Steinhauer tells the students that he isn't sure when they will go back to school, but that there are a lot of adults working to keep them safe. Experts say it's best to be as honest as possible with kids when talking about coronavirus, why they're not in school, and why they can't do all of the things they're used to doing. Daniel Shaw, a professor of psychology at the University of Pittsburgh, says for children under 10, it's also important to try to create a routine and some sense of normalcy.
Kids feel safer when there is a structure, and it'll give them a sense of purpose, but also, I think, help with the safety feature that, yeah, this is what we do in the morning now. It's different than when you went to preschool, but this is how we'll do it at home.
The big message to get across is safety. Avoid promising that everything will be okay, but say adults are working to make sure they are safe. Explain the virus in simple terms. It's like a bad cold, but very contagious. That's why we're following new rules and can't go to museums or see our friends. Shaw says rather than giving children a lecture, ask them if they are anxious or scared.
So I would try to tailor that conversation to their specific needs and worries before, going on a rant or something about, let me tell you what's going to happen.
It's also okay to say when you don't have answers. That's especially true for older kids. Adolescents and teenagers are missing out on a lot of social time they're used to. Important events in their lives, like proms, athletics, and musicals, could be canceled, and ceremonies to celebrate their achievements could be postponed.
Acknowledge this really sucks, you know, and just listen to their worries and what's the worst thing about this for you. And, you know, it's not death, but to high school kids, it might feel like that, right? Depending how much investment they had in this.
Teenagers are probably also consuming a lot of media right now. Tony Manarino, the vice chair of psychiatry at Allegheny Health Network, says to put a limit on devices.
All of that information coming in at such a rapid pace just really kind of puts our brain in high alert, and that that things going on are going to spiral out of control, and that's going to really exacerbate children's anxiety.
Most importantly, and potentially most challenging, Manarino says parents need to take care of themselves.
Parents need to have some time, if possible, to engage in those sort of self-care activities that are good for them, whether it's exercise or reading or yoga, whatever the case might be, meditation.
That can be hard for everyone, especially single parents. So he says ask for help and take a few minutes to yourself. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.